George Conway, Supreme Act of Patriotism if Justin Amash challenges Trump in 2020. By Joshua Kaplan on May 22, 2019. Attorney George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, declared Tuesday that a primary challenge by Representative Justin Amash, Army, against President Donald Trump in 2020 would be a supreme act of patriotism. This would be a supreme act of patriotism by Rep. Amash Conway, a frequent Trump critic, tweeted in response to an article shared by Reason editor Robbie Soave about libertarians and never-Trump Republicans urging Amash to run for the White House. Conway, once reportedly under consideration for a top job at the Department of Justice, became a resistance hero on Twitter after questioning President Trump's mental fitness and calling for his impeachment. Amash, a libertarian-leaning congressman who has opposed key aspects of President Trump's Make America Great agenda, is facing intense blowback from Republicans after accusing the president of committing impeachable offenses and claiming Attorney General William Barr misrepresented Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on now debunked collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. Contrary to Barr's portrayal, Mueller's report reveals that President Trump engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meets the threshold for impeachment, Amash wrote on Twitter Saturday. He then said that Mueller's findings identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice, and undoubtedly any person who is not the President of the United States would be indicted based on such evidence. Contrary to the Michigan Republican statements, Mueller found no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Further, the attorney general stated Mueller did not reach a conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice, stating that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein determined that the president had not done so. Top Republican lawmakers have hit back against Amash's remarks, dismissing him as an attention seeker with a poor record to show for his four terms in Congress. "You've got to understand Justin Amash. He's been in Congress quite some time," House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, told the Fox News Channel on Sunday. "I think he's asked one question in all the committees that he's been in. He votes more with Nancy Pelosi than he ever votes with me. It's a question whether he's even in our Republican conference as a whole." President Trump has even joined in blasting the congressman, calling him a loser and a lightweight in a pair of searing tweets. "Never a fan of a Justin Amash, a total lightweight who opposes me and some of our great Republican ideas and policies just for the sake of getting his name out there through controversy," the president tweeted on Sunday. "Justin is a loser who sadly plays right into our opponents' sick hands." On Monday, Michigan State Representative Jim Loehr, R, announced he will mount a primary challenge to Amash. He was expected to officially launch his campaign around July 4, but moved up the announcement in the wake of Amash's remarks.